Yo, what's up? This is Useful Nonsense. I am Ruffy. This is Javi. And we got a lot of nonsense and shit to talk about today. But first off, how your week been, bro?
Bruh, busy week. Man, it feels good outside right now, though. Like, I don't want this weather to ever go the fuck away. I mean, I know it's going to because everybody leaves. But, like...
Sad boy hours. Oh, hi, nanny.
Fuck yeah. Hey, my boy's a moaner. Hell yeah. Wait, hey. Wait, have you ever moaned in sex? Like,
fuck yeah, dude. Yeah? I mean, my girls are like, I asked my girl the other day, I was like, what if I was like, every time I was gonna come, I was gonna be like, I'm coming. I'm coming. Like, she was like, I would leave you.
Yo, man, I like that you're shameless about it, though. Like, some dudes are scared to moan, like, in their
girls. I'd be telling my girl what to do. I'd be like, bitch, kiss my ear. Like, suck on my ear. Eat, like, kiss my neck. Do something. Pinch my nipples. I don't know.
I'll be on my girl's ear, like... It's just, like, the most random shit ever. Just fucking... Ravioli, ravioli, give me the formioli. Nah, imagine being next door and you gotta hear that. You're like, damn, those fucking kids are at it again, bro.
Hey, did you, okay, be honest. The very first time you ever got your balls sucked, how did that feel for you? Because for me, bro, that shit was so ticklish, dude. That's when I realized I was a very ticklish person. Because the very first time I ever got my balls sucked, I couldn't stop giggling.
Bro, I was so lost. Teenage me was like, why am I wet down there? I was like, that was my first time having like a sloppy blowjob. Yeah, you know what I mean? Those are the like best. The puddle at the bottom of your ass cheeks. I was like, bruh, something's leaking. Holy fuck.
Has it ever dripped to your asshole?
Yeah, bruh. Yeah. Yo, bruh. Okay. That's like heaven sent. Like a little teenage me was scared though. I was like, yo, I think I pissed. And this bitch has noticed. She doubt to never talk to me again.
Over here freaking out over nothing, bro.
Yeah, for real.
You ever have a girl like foaming at the mouth giving you head?
Bro, I've had them foaming and like crying, like the tears.
Crying?
Like the mascara?
Hold on.
Like, yeah. Crying. Yeah.
Are we about to get canceled?
Shit. God damn. Yeah, nah, man. Bro. Nah, but like, best, she did tear up a little bit though. And I was like, damn, either I got bad BO or like, or like, man, maybe it was just that good. I don't fucking know. Dang, man, I really just
I love doing that though. Like, it's nothing like grabbing a girl by the back of the head and then just
Wait, how was your day at school today though?
It was great. Yo, how we go from talking about getting our dicks and balls sucked to talking about school, man?
So how was your day at school, son?
I was like, mom walked in.
You're just like mid-mounting in the display.
So that was cool.
It was good.
Nah, school was cool, man. I mean, I got two cuts in. And we chilled most of the day. But we're learning how to do braids. So soon, I'm gonna know how to do braids. Hey, so if you need to... Get your shit braided, holla at your boy. I do it for the low of $150 an hour.
That sounds painful. I don't know if I can handle it. I tried. I remember I had a girlfriend try and like do a braid on me once. And it was like that twisting and pulling.
Yeah.
She only got one in. I was in so much pain.
It hurts?
Yeah. Bro. It's like they twist and they pull, twist, and then they like put some shit in it to kind of like keep moist and shit. Twisting and pulling. My just that little part back there in my hair was like so numb, just that part of my scalp. A lot of tugging and pulling.
Damn.
Overall, the end result, man, depending on who your artist is, man, it could look great. I mean, you see like the braid game nowadays is insanely different. I don't know, shit, I just not told you about her, but when you look at her work, her name's Queen of the South, 502 or something like that. Bruh, her work is insanely detailed. Like, I'm talking all the geometric shapes of the everything's aligned just right, and all these little thin braids. She does Drake's braids. Real cool. I met her at BarberCon Dallas. And, bro, real nicest lady ever. Has her own brand and everything like that. Her and her academy of girls that were there with her, Like some of them were like only 3 to 6 months in, and they were doing some of the craziest like detailed braids in there, and they were like, yeah, it's like my first 6 months doing this. I'm like, bitch, where?
So
that looked like 2 years, 3 years of experience right there.
But that lady does has an academy.
Mm-hmm. She has like a little school or something like that.
Where is it at?
I don't know. She goes to different places and she hosts them for like about 6 to whatever weeks. And then she has like an online thing. It's just, you gotta look her up. There's a lot to her.
She was just posting
on Instagram. She's like, hey, what city should I go to next? And I'm like, girl, Houston, I'll pay some money. Come on, man.
Yeah, bro. I wonder how much she charges.
I'll pay it. Fucking don't care. Hell yeah. That's just gonna bounce back so fast.
Yeah.
Cause she's smart. She has like the stuff on her hand as she's doing the braid. So she's just like,
oh, yeah, kind of like how we do when we're doing razor shaves and stuff like that, yeah, where we just get a gel on our hand.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. It's like a petroleum thing.
Yeah, it's either Vaseline.
It's like a numbing thing for the scalp, but then also like it butters up like the hair itself.
Is it like probably like conditioner, man?
Mm-hmm. It's like yellow. It's like not yellow. It's like a yellowish transparent like.
Oh, they use that for dreads.
Yeah.
We work with that today. It's really thick.
Yeah.
It's very thick.
Yeah, man. She has like hella stuff that she's designed herself too, like her own name brand stuff. Like, she's a genius with it. You gotta check her out. Dang. I forget I met her until we just started talking about braids.
Damn.
Cool lady though. I met so many people at BarberCon. I really wish you would have came.
I know.
Because there was tons of like, man, students were getting hella raffle offerings. I mean, barbers, we got maybe like 20, 30 raffles, but students got like 50 to 70 raffles. Is insane. There's raffles for all these companies in there. This is a huge venue. This is a huge venue filled with rooms to other rooms that lead to other rooms, leading to other tents and like little tables for other companies, whether it's blow drying companies, gel companies, styling companies, braid artists, the things that they use, like just tents for days. Oh, booking apps. Bro, there's a whole room for booking apps. Like, you know, I must have met like 15 agents for booking apps. This is insane. Booksy, Available Chair, Squire. Square was there for a little bit. You know, there's a few other ones I can't remember. But
how? BarberCon is like once a year?
Yeah. But there's different BarberCons in other states if you got the Southwest miles to travel for free.
Yeah. Where's the next one at, you know?
I think it was in Atlanta. I think I saw it in Atlanta.
I don't like Atlanta.
I think it was in Atlanta. Unless it just finished. No. They just had one in Cali. And that one was huge. I wish I would have gone to that one. That one was huge. They filled up like a Toyota Center of size stadium of just people and companies, and just, it was insane. Damn. No COVID existed, I guess, in Cali, which is crazy to think that was in Cali, given the way that they are, but that happened. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, man.
That is actually really cool.
Yeah, man. That was really cool being around just those people. And then the financial groups, like I just told you, like that were there talking about like, what to write off on your taxes. And then there was groups there like that work in different small equity loans and stuff like that. Like, there's all sorts of like companies that were there. Naturally, they were the most ignored. So I went there and I did a few of their raffles. I won with one of them. I won the Ergos, the X Ergos, which I use those today. Those were solid. Holy shit. Those were my workhorse today. Because usually the normal Ergo clippers, they're great for fading and stuff. But when you hit, they're like magic clips. When you get into that bulk area, when you're headed into a thick area, it does it like that. It chokes a little bit. But with the X Ergos, man, I was flying through that bulk and I was fading real close. It had a nice little taper blade to it, too.
Ooh.
Yeah. I think that's really, that's the thing. When you got a taper blade, I feel like it's more likely to choke versus whenever you have like that fade blade. I mean, yeah, when it has that fade blade, it's more likely to choke. The taper blade, you knock through bulk like a lot faster. You mow through it while also still being able to perform like a really good skin fade.
Interesting.
Yeah, because that's where I'm at with my JRLs, and essentially the same fade blade comb, the same taper combo, because it's like a combo blade. It's a fade blade shape, but the teeth to it are taper blade, like they have little bristles. And the same thing on the Gamma X Ergo. So I'm like, damn, this is just like my JRL, just a different brand, right? But the same machine.
Yeah.
Kind of crazy.
I forgot who was telling me. Somebody was telling me that the guy that started Babyliss is the guy that started Gamma.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So apparently he used to work for Babyliss and he designed everything for them. And then he wanted, I guess, a bigger share and they told him no. So he's like, all right, cool. Then he just went and started Gamma, and then Gamma just became its own thing.
Gamma is insane. But also, Gamma's got some shit going on. Some legality shit. Like, yeah, bro. Yeah. It's, hold on, man. I'm about to
grab my Essentia water.
Yeah, man. All right.
Not Liquid Death today. Essentia. No ASMR.
Twisted Tea. ASMR. No, but, they're getting into some legality issues. Gamma Italia / Stylecraft.
What type of legality issues?
Like, they had like a overproduction thing, and they overproduced, and to the point, but they were underproducing like their clippers, and they had so much demand, and they had promised demands with certain like wholesale buyers, and they were getting sued, crazy, and then so then they start overproducing, but then no one wanted to take them at that point. So they just sat out here with all these bulked out Ergo clippers. And what's crazy, and you know about this Instagram account, I don't know if you've ever seen the Pissed Off Barber's clipper, but they're called the Demons, I think, or the Phantoms. One of them bitches looks just like a Gamma Ergo. Has a copper coiling, a see-through face chest plate, same body build. And allegedly, from what I've asked the barbers that have bought them, because I have some friends online that I've asked, I'm like, hey, how do those feel? Do they feel the same as the Ergos? They're like, yeah, basically the same ergonomic build. I'm like, bro, what if Ergo, just for the sake of selling those clippers they overproduced on when they were trying to keep up with the demand, but then couldn't sell them, just like wholesale sold them to, you know, these other companies, like other people, other small time people, like the Pissed Off Barber.
Yeah, they probably did.
You know what I mean? Because they look, you got to look at it. They look just the same. Yeah. Except he has them like in cotton candy colors.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? With TBOB on it, the Pissed Off Barber.
Yeah. And it honestly, probably that's what it is. He did like a brand deal with them or something like that, to where he moves an X amount of product for them. But instead of that, they get, instead of it saying Gamma on it, it just says his stuff on it. Right?
He's a genius, bro. Because like, if you look at his catalog for his Instagram, like the stuff he sells, bro, he has essentially some magic clips. And they look like magic clips, but they have the same body as the Stylecraft Alphas, which you should also look up. And I'm thinking to myself, like, damn, what the fuck else were they trying to bulk sell? It's insane. Has like the clear casing and shit. Anyways, my tea for the week on that. I've been looking at that cross-referencing. I'm like, am I tripping? Like, these look the same, bro.
I know. I thought the same thing when I first saw his page. Because I was like, damn, I guess he got custom Ergos or something.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, a lot of schools, my school is Gamma certified, to where they can get Gamma products, but they have to buy them in bulk.
Man, okay, I just remembered something. Did you ever buy Marvy Marv's little education kit?
No. Not yet.
Wait. So wait on that. Because at some point, I don't know if it's going to happen, but they're in the talks. Because I saw them talking in the comment section, the Pissed Off Barber and Marvy Marv, that they'll have a beginner barber's like kit. And they're going to have his stuff in it with the Marvy Marv's, you know, like how to promote yourself on social media curriculum and stuff. Because Marvy Marv doesn't do haircut tutorials. He mainly just how to be a barber outside of cutting hair, right? And how to be more personable and stuff like that. So
yeah, he's more business.
They're going to have
he's
some kind of business side. They're going to have some collab thing, and that's going to be real exciting. So hold off on that. And
okay,
y'all follow Marvy Marv on Instagram and the Pissed Off Barber. Keep an eye on their shit.
The Pissed Off Barber, that book that he did, that was at your bar at the shop. I don't know if you still have it here or not.
It's somewhere.
I think it's at the shop.
I think it is.
The one with the cherry wood.
Yeah, man.
We're not going to give him no clout.
Yeah, man. Good times. Good times.
But that book is so funny.
Actually, that book's solid, though. I hate when dudes bring their girlfriends to the fucking shop.
Dude, that shit's so...
Bro, I hate when dudes bring their... Okay, no. Actually, I don't hate when they bring their girlfriends. I hate when they bring intrusive girlfriends to their shop. Because I don't mind meeting people. I'm like, hey, how you doing? You're da-da-da. He talks about you all the time. Da-da-da. But when it's an intrusive girlfriend who's just always like, leave it like that. When you're balding them out, just trying to be funny. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Go away. Or when bros bring their bros... You don't need to bring bros to the fucking shop.
Unless y'all both getting a cut.
Yeah. And it's always weird, too, because, like, the bros will look at each other. Like, the bro that's in the chair and the bro that's sitting down looking and watching each other. And the bro in the chair is, like, getting pink. Bro, if that's not the most sus shit ever, what are you doing? What is that? You're sitting there smiling, watching your bro get a cut. And then he's smiling back, just like getting pink and shit. Are y'all fucking? I mean, it's cool if y'all are, but like, what's going on? And also, be normal. Just be cool, man. Just like, don't be weird. And the whole time, the bro, and those are always the same bros that like have the sinking head. Like, as you're cutting them up, they're just like, and they just run from your clippers. Bro, pick the fuck.
Pick your fucking shit up.
Pick your fucking head up.
And I tell all my clients now, if you move and I fuck up, that's on you. I was like, you need to be very still. I was like, if you move and I fuck up, that's on you. I'm not fixing it either. You're going to walk out of this chair looking retarded. You're about to walk out here with a big old fucking little ball spot right in the fucking crown area. And I'll fuck up your cowlick on purpose too.
Damn.
Fuck y'all, dude. I don't give a shit.
They're just like, oh, hell no. Take Rafi off the list.
Bro, that makes me so mad. It's like, stop moving, bro.
Stop. Just.
Or like the motherfucker that'll doze off, which is fine. Please. That's actually a compliment to me.
I actually prefer when guys just doze off in the chair. I'm just like.
Yeah, exactly. Because then you can just hold their just head.
Fucking working.
And then do just what you got to do.
They're not going to fuck with you at all because they're unconscious.
And they're not going to talk to you. They're not going to talk to you either. Yeah. So you don't have to worry about holding a whole conversation with them. And like, you know what I'm saying? Stroke their ego a little bit. No. This is the shit that people don't talk about. Like,
mm-hmm. Neither I'm just thinking about it right now.
Like, when we got to have
some head sinkers, man. I'm like, no, I have some sweaters. Holy shit. I got some sweaters that come to me. I'm about to get myself the booster. Hold on. Hey, he's a big boy. Now, because I got sweaters that come to me. And
those are weird, man.
Bruh.
They just start sweating in your chair.
Like, I don't get it. Like, are you? I'll even ask him, like, yo, are you nervous? Like, because you've been coming to me for 2 years. Like, I don't think I fucked you up so far. You know what I mean? So, like, what are you doing? And, sorry, man. It's just like, I'm sweating. And I'm like, bruh. And, like, it's cool to if they're a sweater and, like, I'm not doing a skin fade. But when I'm doing a skin fade and you're a sweater, bro.
We cannot blend. There's no way to blend in when your head is sweaty.
It's quite literally a nightmare. Because as I'm trying to brush, I brush, you know what
and
I
then,
mean?
And then that shit.
The hair's just spreading and sticking to the scalp. Oh, my God. And the hair, the skin is releasing sweat and whatever, like, oils are in your skin. So it's all just stuck. And it's just like, bruh.
It's fucking annoying.
And that's why I have my fan wherever I'm cutting, however I'm cutting, at full blast. Because I ain't doing that. That's hard. And, man, I had to turn away a few people because straight up just dripping, just sweating. Or I hate when dudes come in like fresh from the gym to the barbershop. So like not only do you smell like balls, bro.
You got dirty hair.
You got straight up just like, and they want, yeah, you know, I want skin fade. A fucking course you want a skin fade. Yeah, bro, you just came from the gym. Of course you want a fucking skin fade. Nightmare. Hair's just stuck and you're just like brushing and then the hair's just like, fuck you. You can't fade me today.
At that point, you just gotta wash their head and just be like, it's gonna be $10 more, bro.
I'm about to waterboard you with ice cold water. And you're not gonna like it. It's gonna be really cold. Because I ain't doing this today. It's either them or the guys that come with gel in their hair. Do not come to a fucking haircut appointment with gel in your goddamn hair. Holy shit.
Fucking retards.
Holy shit. Like, why do I have to tell grown men that? Hey, you know, we all get the same 24 hours, you know? But you're going to get a haircut. And you want me to ideally cut the top, right?
Yeah.
Why the fuck is there 2 pounds of just gunk in your hair right now?
Especially if you know you're going to get a haircut. Why are you even styling your hair that day?
What are you doing? Put a hat on. It's cool. Yeah, I'll blow dry it back in
order.
Even
if you got an office job, just be like, yeah, I got to go get a haircut today, so I didn't put any product in the hair because it makes it difficult. People, it's not that hard to understand basic shit to where you can just ask your barber, like, hey, and I think I might just start telling clients, be like, hey, look, if you don't get a haircut from me, do not use any kind of products like gel or anything like that in your hair. Please wash your hair before you come. Like, that's going to be a requirement. Like, whenever I set my booking shit up, I'm going to have that as a disclaimer. Like, you need to shower before you come. Don't use any gel in your hair. Be on time or 5 minutes early. Right? Like, we're not, bro.
Solid.
Solid. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, it doesn't make sense on why I gotta babysit you. I'm not your fucking babysitter. And I'm just getting into the game.
You're in the barber school environment.
Bro, they're even worse because they come in musty as fuck. Because
they don't give a fuck and they're broke. You know what I mean?
Yes, so it's like, they come musty. Oh, bro, they serious, straight up smell like mildew, bro. And it's just like, damn, dude.
Oh, man. I remember my first week of barber school. I got a case of ringworm in my chair.
Oh.
That shit was bad. And it was a little mixed kid. And his he didn't know, man. But his parents definitely didn't know how to take care of his hair. They put gel in curly light-skinned boy hair. Well, I was like, hey, is everything okay with his hair? Because it's, like, really hard right now. Oh, yeah, you know I threw a little bit of styling product in it? I'm like,
why don't you just use, like, curling foam?
And so I was like, okay. So I rinse out some of his hair. And then, like, I'm combing through and doing all the basic shit they say to do. And then that's when, like, he was like, ow! I was like, what's going on in the back of his head? I, like, part the hair. And I'm like, those look like cuts. It was like a long-ass cut that's going. And then I go get my instructor. And he said, come on. Dr. Wydell, man. He has his own barber academy. Universal Barbering of Houston. Yeah, cool guy. Man, he don't give a fuck. It's so funny. He was parting. He was like, oh, this boy got ringworm. Hey, excuse me, sir. Your son's got ringworm. And everyone there was just like, and then the kids, that there's even kids there that were kind of laughing at him. And even the kid looked embarrassed. And I was like, dang.
I mean, it's not the kid's fault. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, kind of it is.
That sucks.
It is kind of the kid's fault because he's not taking proper care of himself. But you can get ringworm from so many different things.
Oh, yeah. It all comes down to the parent, right? You know?
Yeah. So, like,
if you literally had gel and curly boy hair, you know what I mean? That's dumb.
Yeah, you can't do that.
And African American hair, you know what I mean? Oh, that's what I was saying. Like, it's mixed boy hair.
You gotta use stay in conditioner for that.
Crazy.
If you're gonna, if you got thick, coarse hair, use stay in conditioner or like a curling foam or something like that. Don't put gel in coarse hair, especially if you got like black people hair. Which is like really curly, that's really
insane.
Thick.
That's
it fucks up the hair. It fucks
it's not
up.
Meant for it.
No, exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's fucking up their hair cuticle. It's literally fucking up the cuticle and their scalp.
You can tell the dad doesn't get the kid much. He was just like, I was like, oh
my god, oh my god.
I was like,
He said you got a deadbeat dad. He said your daddy not in your life. You broke ass motherfucker. He said your daddy don't love you.
And I'm talking to the mom right now. Sleep with better men.
Just sleep with better men.
Sleep with better men. More considerate men. I know you're not good at this life shit. It's okay, I'm not perfect either, but hey, let's do better. Sleep with better men. You know what I mean? Like, god damn, this is an asshole move. Like, you can already tell he doesn't give. Who is a Caucasian man and he has this light skinned son, you know, with curly hair?
Is that dynamic?
Yeah,
it's a black woman and a white dude.
I'm assuming so, because this boy had really, really tight curly African hair. And this man was a clear white man. Like, he looked like a Paul Johnson, you know what I mean? And put gel in his son's hair. I was like,
why?
Bruh.
I guess he wanted his son. Well, he might be more involved.
Yeah, and it was over the summer, too. So I was like, and the kid was telling me, yeah, I get to be at my dad for the summer. It's so cool. And I'm like, aw. He fucking your shit up. Your hair dirty. I'm sorry, kid. And then come to find out he's got ringworm and shit. So I was like, dang.
Well, that makes more sense.
Yeah, yeah,
white
yeah.
White dad makes way more sense.
Insanity.
Still let you sleep with better men.
Sleep with better men. Sleep with barbers. How about that? Sleep with barbers. They'll show you how to take care of your son's hair. How about that?
Something. Yeah.
He's just like,
I mean, it's not my son.
This is true. Ew.
I don't care less about what little fucking Jorge does to his fucking hair. Fuck his hair.
You're like, I'm gonna go eat his gushers.
Yeah, I'm gonna go eat his gushers, drink his Capri Sun.
Did you fuck with the Capri Suns, or were you the Kool-Aid kid?
Nah, I was a Capri Sun kid.
And then I was a little bit of both. Nah, I was a big Fanta kid.
Oh, me too. The orange Fanta?
I fucking love the my little laundromat here, this apartment's, they have every flavor of Fanta in them.
Why you say it like a white dude?
Fanta.
Yeah, they got grape, strawberry, pineapple, orange.
Orange is the best one. If you drink any other Fanta other than the orange one, something's wrong with you.
I love the orange one. I basically fuck with all of them. There's one I didn't like that they made that they got rid of. It was like some remixed one. I can't remember.
The pineapple one was fire too.
I fucking love the pineapple one.
The pineapple, when I used to drink, the pineapple one with tequila was really good.
Pineapple with like pizza. I was a simple kid.
Pizza?
Yeah, man. Pizza.
Like actual pineapple on the pizza or like the Fanta?
The pineapple Fanta with like a pizza.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, pineapple on pizza is fire too.
I like pineapple with pizza.
I do too.
Have you ever had corn on pizza?
That shit's yeah, solid. I don't like it.
I like it.
I don't like it. Because then it comes maybe out of my poop.
It's like the inner beaner in me is just like has that appreciation of corn.
Yeah, I mean, we like corn too. But like, I'm not going to put it on my pizza. Because then it comes out of my shits, bro.
Damn. I mean, that shit don't digest. Like, there's a lot of... It's crazy what produce doesn't digest in your stomach.
Cilantro?
Cilantro, carrots, fucking corn, iceberg lettuce. Imagine
shitting out like a whole thing of carrot.
Ah, man. Damn, why aren't you a chew? Dan Rafi swallows the carrot. He's like, oh. Oh. God damn. Slut. God damn, man. Shit. So much has fucking happened since we last recorded. Kanye, that was insanity.
Oh, dude, I don't even want to talk about that.
That was insane. That was a crazy.
Because I still haven't seen that documentary he was talking about.
Yeah, I didn't know.
I really don't plan on watching it either, bro.
The Drink Champs thing?
I saw Drink Champs thing, but he was talking about like some Candace Owens documentary that he saw, and he was just going in on that. And I don't know.
I couldn't even find the video of him. They took it down from the internet, you know?
Well,
I found clips, people, like little clips here and there. Yeah,
people from Drink Champs took the episode down.
Yeah, man.
Apparently, Kyrie Irving, the basketball player, he's in trouble for saying some shit, for posting some shit or something like that. Apparently, they deemed anti-Semitic or whatever. So, yeah, this is... I don't know what's going on with that shit, bro. It's honestly just... Oh, no.
What a fucking time. What a time,
it's
bro.
It's so dumb.
Because, like, it's so dumb. From the outside looking in, and then when you hear something like that, like, I didn't believe it, like, for the first... you know, hour of like being told that. And then like when I finished up with my last client, I went to the restroom and I looked up and I was like, damn, okay, I'm seeing all this shit. I don't get to watch it all because I'm still cutting for the day.
Yeah.
But like I set aside some time.
Well, Adidas canceled their deal with them.
That's crazy. And they kept the designs, bro.
Well, he had signed that away and then when he first signed with them.
That's crazy.
I think he did it. I don't think he even owns the name Yeezys.
That's insane.
I think they own the name Yeezys. They can technically still use the thing. But it just won't be as fire anymore because...
It's not from the guy himself.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's not from Willy Wonka, you know?
Yeah, they're just going to be using his whatever designs that he gave them. And they're just going to continue to produce those. So I don't think that they're going to... Adidas is going to be in trouble, I believe. In terms of... Because dude, they lost... I think they had to pay him like $250 million.
So much has happened, bro. Like, and then he went to Skechers... Like almost... Yeah, with, like, and they immediately escorted him out. And then Elon officially like bought... Twitter. He walked in with a sink and shit like that.
That shit was funny. Dude, I fucked up, dude. You know how I was on my 3-week sabbatical from porn?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I log in on Twitter on the day that Elon buys Twitter, right? And tell me why, bro. The first post that I see is some bitch just... Bro, my lizard brain kicked in and I just started beating off.
Yo, you like you wasted bro. No time. You're like, we're beating this meat tonight,
bro. When I tell you, dude, bro, when I tell you, I went down this porn rabbit hole. Apparently, they took down Tiana Trump's account. They, dude, I have listen. I have specific people I would go to. So I ended up going to one of my other favorites, Violet Myers, to her page. And I just started beating them, bro. Just beating. I ain't going on Pornhub, but I went on Twitter Hub. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm back to like day two.
Yeah. He said, we're starting fresh.
Hey, it's cool, though. It's okay, though. But I did feel really guilty.
Yeah, man. That's so crazy that you're just now seeing that on Twitter. All I see are Gluck Gluck videos on Twitter.
Yeah, I decided not to get back on Twitter, I think. I don't think I'm going to get back on Twitter. I saw. One of our cameras just shut down.
Damn.
Bro, I need to go take that to fucking Best Buy and figure out. Because I think that was the one that I bought that was a used one.
It was an open box?
Yeah.
And you're just like, now I get it.
Yeah.
It'd be like that.
But I have the Total Tech membership, so hopefully that's covered in it. But we'll see, man. We'll probably go. We'll probably like turn it on in a second or something. Just let it cool off because sometimes it overheats.
Dude's afraid of moan, but I'll be in my girl's ear like, oh. why you sound like Caveman Patrick? Hey, yo, what? He's like,
when she lifts your asshole, when she puts your legs on her shoulders,
I know she like touched your blitoris, your boy clitoris, your blitoris.
What the fuck is a blitoris?
Your boy clitoris.
What is a boy clitoris?
The boy clitoris. She touched it.
The booty hole. Is that a boy clitoris? I thought that was the gooch.
Man, I got things to say, man. Come on now. No, but shit, the boy clitoris, bro. That is an interesting. I never knew what a blit was, because my younger clients, they had like, they're young, bro, so they have like these words. And he was like, he was talking about something, and he used the word blit, and I was like, pause, like, what's a blit?
Is this like a blood's version of saying clit?
I was like, what's a blit? Hold on. What's a blit? Yo, Trevor, what's a blit? Boy clitoris. I'm like, oh, I'm fucking stupid. I didn't fucking know. I was like,
your client is sus.
Amen. Amen. God's like, it's almost like God's like a, he's trolling when he's like a sim simulator. Cause like we're all just his sims. And he's just like, man, I'm about to put the,
it's male- wrong to be gay, but let's put their G spot in their butt.
He said, man, I'm about to put the G spot in his ass. And it's also going to be a sin to be gay, you know. And he got to fuck around and find out. And yo, I want to know, like, how long has that been going on? You know what I mean? How long has, like, butt activity for dudes been going on?
Oh, bro, like, the fucking Greeks were doing it. The Romans were doing it.
They mentioned that shit in text, but, like, it's never mentioned.
But you know what's
like,
crazy?
Books. That's there's crazy,
this,
huh?
There's this author, I forget his name. I think it's Greenwald. Something Greenwald. His last name is Greenwald. He was on Rogan, and he was talking about how towards the end of every civilization, they get very fluid on sexuality, and that's usually marks the end of the downfall of a civilization.
Maybe like when the blitoris is touched. Maybe that's the key though, bro. It's in our blitz, and then we activate our like actual like man powers. And we can like levitate, and like telekinesis becomes an actual thing. And then we can use 100% of our brain versus just 20% of it.
Well, you use 100% of your brain.
Man.
Regardless.
It's crazy. And so, like,
you're not having to think about
you're
breathing.
One blit touch away from just like being God. You just start illuminating. You're just like,
Astaghfirullah. Hey, bro, you wild, dog.
You start lifting up desks and shit. You're like, bitch, I'm one good climax from my asshole away from lifting this desk up. Like this. Fucking just.
Is that how you want to put a finger in your ass?
This is how my superpower is going to be worked all the time. Like, this is how I'm coming all year. Fucking.
Hey, you know what I've always wanted
like
to,
a villain.
You know what I've always wanted the girl to ask a girl to do, but I've always been like, I don't know if this is sus or not.
Oh damn, hold on, that's what goes to you. You're just like, man, I'm about to cross line today.
Listen. Bro, like, I've always wanted a girl to, like, while she giving me head, massage my gooch. Like,
oh, that should be illegal. What the fuck? What happened to you, bro?
A lot.
Bro, I'm telling you. Rafi in 5 years. Oh my god. Oh my god. Boy.
Because when you fuck around, you're going to find out.
You're going to find out.
Continue your story. Sorry.
But yeah, that was it. I've always wanted, but I didn't know, like, how you ask a girl to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, hi, babe,
I want you to, while you're sucking my dick, take your thumb and massage my gooch.
Like, what? How do you even ask that?
She, like, massages your gooch and then, like, slightly fingers your blit. And then your whole body screenshots just like
fuck. It's just, you ever seen Martin?
Nah, bro.
So there's this scene from Martin with this guy. He goes, "What is it, twa?" So me and my homie, bro. When I used to work at the place that I got laid off from, we're not gonna name no names because, you know, we get in trouble for that.
Yeah.
But anytime we saw one of those type of dudes, we just look at each other and go, "Is it twa?"
Y'all some trolls, bro.
So, if you haven't seen Martin, just go on YouTube and type in "it was it twa" or "is it twa," and then like slash Martin. It's one of the funniest fucking scenes from Martin. I swear to God, it's so funny because Martin just freaks out, bro. This is the 90s. Remember, this is 90s.
Yeah, man, different. It was, man, they got away with a little bit more back then. Like,
but I think you can still do it. You just gotta, yeah. You just gotta do it.
You gotta just orchestrate the tone a little better. Make everyone on board with just laughing at it.
But I think that's what sucks
with comedy. And I think you can kind of, you've probably seen it over time. Is like the original script to comedy was always like pushing the borders on what we can talk and laugh about. Like, there's shitty things in life, right? But let's all find ways to laugh at it. It makes life a little less shitty or more manageable.
Mm-hmm.
But when you sit there and you put like these comedians in boxes and cancel them for pushing the borders on like what you can and can't talk about and laugh at, well, then you take away from the art. And like, that's kind of where we're at, or at least we've been at the past 8-ish to 10 years with comedy. It's just always, it's gotten a lot very, it's become very unstable.
It's turning though.
Like, you're walking on eggshells sometimes. There are some people that are like, bro, it's like Dave Chappelle hard. Who's just like,
even like the new generation, the people that are like in our age group coming up, like, you have so many, like, you're starting to see like that type of comedy that you're talking about, the pandering where they're like making more like social justice like comments and shit like that. That type of comedy is not getting anywhere anymore. Like, people are just done with that type of comedy. They don't want to watch it. They don't want to support it. Like, you have a small demographic of people that like that type of shit, but that's not comedy. Comedy, the whole purpose of comedy is to push the line. It's to make fun of things that you're not supposed to make fun of.
Life's shitty, and if we can find ways to laugh at it together, yes, it's a little more manageable.
Like, think
that's
about
the
it.
Point of comedy, though.
That's the whole point, bro. Like, you don't know what type of trauma somebody went through, right? And comedy's a way, like, laughing about it is how they cope with it.
Yeah. And so, like, if you apply, like, historical facts to it all, they've been doing comedies and plays and playwrights since, like, man, the Roman times and before the Roman times.
Yeah,
whenever, like, in Greece, like, whenever the new rulers would instill stupid rules and laws, the comedians and actors would go and perform how dumb it might have looked whenever they were passing the law and stuff that we do today.
Yeah, like, because, satire.
And, you know, satire out of it. And, like, that's how, like, the people kind of like, yeah, this is so stupid as law. We're going to see how the next 10 years are going to be, you know? And, like, that's always been a thing because it helps people kind of get through, like, your day-to-day. Like, you can laugh at some stupid shit. You can laugh at traffic on I-45 versus just taking that
fuck
shit.
I-45.
It's crazy.
Fuck. You know what I hate? I hate being on the other side of 45.
Between, like, going this way or going, like, to Houston?
No. Like, I'm talking about, like, when we're on, like, Bay Area or El Dorado, but other side of 45.
Oh, like, over there in the Webster, deep, like,
yes,
Clear
bro.
Lake area?
Between Highway 3 and 45, I hate that. That whole area.
Congestion.
Yeah, bro. And poor people.
This is true. People, yeah. No, 100%. Like, you're right, though, because that's literally where I had my first hit and run. I got in my first car. I was in a... like this old shitty Honda Civic, 96, 97. And that was my baby. Shit was paid off, $3,000. That was my baby. I definitely could have pushed that to $500,000, but in miles. But man, fuck. This dude hit the literal shit out of the back of my car. And then he took off. The freaking 21, 22-year-old me was so stunned. I'd never been in a car accident before. I had my girlfriend and her friend at the time in the car. They were okay, but, like, everyone's just like, now what? And then we're, like, getting out of the car to look at stuff, and homeboy just zoom takes off, and we're like, yo, wait, what? And then, like, my girlfriend's friend snaps a picture of his license plate, though, because she was trying to do a video of, like, the car and stuff as she was walking out, but got him going away. Got the numbers, thankfully. We can report that in. But, bruh, yeah, that's basically that same area. Poor people that can't afford, like, to report that shit to their insurance.
Yeah.
Fucking poverty.
Bro, yeah. And, like, bro, like, there were so many more homeless people recently, too.
Bro. Yeah.
It's just like, fuck.
I be wanting to talk to them sometimes. I fuck with homeless people sometimes. Like, no, I fuck with the crackheads in Midtown, actually. Not homeless people, just the crackheads in Midtown. They're funny, bro.
They are funny.
They're funny.
Especially when you go to, like, the taco trucks.
Yeah, no, 100%.
In, like, downtown, the downtown taco trucks?
The downtown taco trucks are just about, like at a gas station. You'll see, like, the crackheads that'll be like, and then they're just having, like, this whole, like, thing with themselves. About nothing.
You ever seen a crackhead fight himself?
Yeah. Nah, man.
It's the
bro.
Funniest shit, bro. It's so funny. I saw a crackhead one time, bro, fighting himself. Talking about, bitch, I told you not to fight for me! And then just punched himself in the face, bro.
Yo, good
times. And then
times.
Dropped himself. He goes, that's a good one, bitch. That's a good one. Now, who the fuck is this dude talking to? I was like, nah, I do not need to be here. Because crackheads have unlimited energy.
It's starting to look a little, you're right though, it's starting to look a little Cali-ish. Cali's crazy, bro.
Bro, they're bringing all that bullshit here.
The I didn't know voting was happening right now.
Oh yeah, go on that.
Yeah, I forgot about that, man. Until, like, this week my older clients were like, you gonna go vote? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's like, oh yeah, for the governor. I'm like, oh, that's why my stupid ass ads on fucking Hulu are like, Hispanics for Beto O'Rourke. And I'm like,
bro, fuck him.
Man, his name's not even, but whatever.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm not gonna, and my grandparents fall for that shit all the time. And that's really their target audience, are the older people that will actually go out and actually vote.
Yeah.
That's what I hate.
Bro, if that dude wins, Texas is fucked.
It's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be crazy. Because, like, if you've seen Cali's little, like, hobo community, hobos technically kind of run the place in Cali. Like, they can quite literally shit in your front yard, and it's considered public property, parts of it, so they can shit right there in front of your front yard.
Bro, they can put up a tent away. On the sidewalk right in front of your house.
Yep.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
Yep. That's crazy. But then also, like, they're that's just a crazy state. They're giving away, like, money for not having a car. Hey, teenage me would have loved that shit, but, you know.
Yeah, that's why that fucking state is bankrupt.
That's why it's bankrupt as fuck. But that's the thing, though. The families that run that state, you know, that's just kind of how they stay in charge, though, keeping it the way it is.
Yeah, man. You got to keep the poor people poor, you know, make them to be like, get on mom and daddy's titties.
It's insane how it all works, and, like,
mm-hmm.
Man, wild. Living in wild times, and it's only going to get stupider.
It's fucking trash, dude.
Yeah, man.
It's really fucking trash, because it's like, and I hate getting into politics. I hate politics, same. Bro. I fucking hate politics.
It's just fake anyways.
I don't even vote. I'm not registered to vote. I don't plan on it. And my parents have been annoying me with this shit because, well, I don't know, for some reason how those voting people get my number, but under their name. So I be getting texts for my mom and my dad from both the Republicans and the fucking Democrats talking about, you need to vote for such and such. You vote for such and such. And I'm like, how the fuck are y'all getting my number? I'm not even registered to vote. But they're sending me messages about my fucking mom and dad. But they're coming to my phone. They're not getting no fucking text messages. I'm getting all these damn text messages. And I'm tired of sucking. I mean, not sucking.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm tired of fucking just unsubscribing from this shit, bro. Like, I keep texting them back. Stop, stop, stop. They don't stop. They're fucking raping my phone. Hashtag me too.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. I hear you. I hear you, bro. Man, and see, like, I can't say shit like that around my grandparents.
Hashtag me too?
I can't even say. Like, the fact that you don't want to vote and stuff and be a part of the shits.
Yeah.
My grandma's, like, so convinced that you got to vote. You got to, you know, participate. Which, I mean, to an extent, you kind of, you know, you should ideally look into it. But it's kind of a shit show. But if she were to hear me say what you just said now, she'd be like, no,
You know what I mean? You know, she'd be so dramatic about it. She's like,
hijo, no, listen, listen.
She'd be like, no, I ain't gonna get into it. No, no, she'd be going off on me. I'm gonna have her put a hex on me. she sees this shit. She's like,
she Santeria?
She's like, oh, you talking that shit, boy. Okay, that's cool.
She does Santeria?
Anyways. But yeah, man, that's just where we're at with all that shit. I gotta be on my best behavior. You know? And so that's the thing, though. Like, voting's just not even worth it half the time. It feels like it, at least. I don't know. Everyone's kind of pre-selected. I mean, you mean to tell me these two dumbasses are out of all these other dumbasses, are the only dumbasses that can really get this place back into order? No. Bet. Cool.
And it's just crazy because... because one of them wants to raise taxes and take guns, and the other is like, no, we're not doing none of that shit. And it's like, I fuck with the no taxes, and I fuck with the guns, but at the same time, the whole other shit, with like the whole abortion shit, it's like, this is why I'm like, you can't have the perfect candidate. We don't have enough parties. We need more parties.
Yeah, man.
I feel like we need more selections. Why the fuck we only have a two-party system? It's 2022, bro.
Yeah, man. Don't put me in politics, man.
Yeah, man.
I'm gonna go too hard and be petty and be annoying.
I would like to be I would be a politician, though.
I wouldn't take guns away.
No.
Because everyone has the right to bear arms.
Yeah.
But, I would make it a little more challenging to get your hand on an AR-15 if you weren't mentally stable. So this
how do you prove somebody's mentally stable?
That's the fun part. there's so many psych majors out there, people that are pursued that tried to pursue therapy and be a therapist or a counselor and stuff like that, but they all fall through because it's not the most promising job and da 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 da. But good consistent work is people that want to go and earn, you know what I mean, pass these psychological like surveys and tests to prove that they're mentally stable to handle an AR-15, an automatic 15, you know, AR-15, because then you're employing these people to have actual jobs versus working at Starbucks and shit like that.
But then you also got to make sure that they don't have a political bias, because then they're going to come into that in that field and be like, well, no, I don't believe anybody should have an AR, so everybody's mentally unstable.
So that's when you branch them into like the medical branch, into the medical field, because then they have to take a Hippocratic oath. Not that everyone
if you think about it, what they're trying to do with like the whole gender thing, right? Where you have these pediatricians and stuff like that telling children not to talk to their parents about these type of things, because mm-hmm. their parents might not be like, you know, be like, no, you're not a boy, you're a girl, like, yeah. You're a kid, you don't know what you're talking about. And you have these pediatricians and all these people telling these kids, like, don't keep secrets from your parents. Don't, like, you don't have to tell them that you're this or that, and you have the right, you know what I mean? Like, you're feeding these kids nonsense.
Yeah, that's the indoctrination of, like, kids right now. Yeah. But the thing right now that I was talking about was, like, if you could better manage employing people that have these degrees to, like, help people with their psychology, because the people that go off on shootings and stuff like that are people that are fucked up in the head
for sure,
and the parents are probably fucked up in the head too, so because it takes the parent to buy the motherfucker. So if everyone can, you know, because then this also employs better state of mind across the board for the country. Mm-hmm. And then also you're employing these people that have degrees and things that they're probably not going to use and go work at Target or Starbucks. Now they're working. These people are working for a better mental health. And then people still have the right to bear arms. You can still have a musket or a pistol, but you can't have an AR-15. Yeah, a musket, just the motherfucking... Because that shit was made back in the day when muskets were the only thing available, if you want to talk about historical sense.
Yeah, of course.
But... you know, that's kind of how I kind of see it, because like.
But then should we ban cars too? Like, should they have the same type of thought process on cars? Because more people die from car accidents than guns.
No, 100%. So we're in an interesting field right now. But here's the fun thing about privately owned cars. So we don't have to have a privately owned car if we had a better public transportation system. But the oil companies and the car companies, automotives, they all pay for these motherfuckers that are in charge of public transportation to not give a fuck. Because you see Germany and Euro, you can literally get good across like Europe on a damn train in like about an hour.
All of Europe has a population maybe of yeah. California.
Very small, but like they almost none of them really own cars, and they'll rent like little mopeds and shit like that because everything's in a close distance. But when they don't have that, they have pretty good public transportation. And when you got guys like Elon Musk from America, and you have all
he's
these
from South Africa.
You have all these other like innovative people and that come from this country and do business outside of this country. You think to yourself, why don't we have this? Why? Well, because he owns Boring Company. You can have underground rails that take you halfway across the country in like an hour or two if you really, mm-hmm. really wanted to. China does it. They have hella money, of course. Mm-hmm. I know. But
they're actually in trouble right now financially.
Of course. But they're always. And so like that's the thing is like you see all these things on the board of what's possible. But why aren't we bringing this to life? Oh, yeah, it's because these motherfuckers that kind of like run the actual show versus the social media like cover art to it all. They kind of have to keep it the way it is.
Yeah.
It keeps the people that are kind of running things to continue to run things. It's insane. Good times.
No, it makes total sense. Like, that's why I'm interested in, like, to see what Tesla does with the robo-taxis and everything like that. So it's really interesting what they do with that. Because if once the robo-taxis come out, it's going to be a game changer because you at that point, you won't need to own a car because it's going to be cheaper than Uber. It's going to be cheaper than all that, right? So, like, you might be able to take, like, a trip from here all the way to like maybe like huge like downtown for like maybe $5 because it's going to be that. And if you have a Tesla and you have the full self-driving capability while you're at work or some shit, your car can just go be driving around picking people up and doing that shit. So you can be making money on your car while you're, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
While you're at work making, you know, doing other shit, your car can still be making money versus right now your car is just stationary when you're at work or when you're at home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like when you're sleeping tonight, you got a Tesla, your shit can go out for the next 4 or 5 hours and go drive people around, make a couple $100, come back, plug your shit in. You know what I mean?
All this shit takes effort, though, for them to actually, like, put in
full. Well, they're
like,
close. They're close to full FSD. I think they're going to release it either, I think, the end of next year or 2024.
And, like, the thing with the electric cars right now is becoming the new wave. And, like, it's cool. I love that because I love electric cars. I love what they bring to, like, the world. However, it's work we're doing PS5 level things on a PS1 system. It's real tough with this grid, just the overall grid, whether it's like East Coast, the West Coast, or in the South, because they're just all out of date and they can't keep up with the demand of electricity. I mean, it's insane.
Well, this is where Tesla gets really more interesting, right? Because they have a whole energy sector, and their energy sector is gonna grow to the size of their automotive section.
Mm.
In the next 5 to 10 years, with solar panels, battery packs, you know, like the big batteries for your house, stuff like that. So eventually Tesla's going to have that infrastructure. Like they already have that, a lot of that infrastructure in California already. So a lot of people that have solar panels, that's what they use. Yeah. They're not on the grid like that. So they actually sell back to the grid.
No, yeah, that's the fun thing. My grandparents, I'm trying to get my grandparents to jump on the damn solar panel.
I'm trying to get my family to do that shit, but they, you know, my parents don't listen.
Yeah, man, that's just how it is with the old
people. But yeah, man, and that's why, like, for me, for investment, this is not no investment advice. Don't take any investment advice from me. This is for entertainment purposes only. Do your own research, blah, blah, fucking blah. But all my money's invested into Tesla. I have no other stocks other than Tesla. That's the only company I'm fully invested into. All of my money is in Tesla. Anything that I don't have that's liquid is in Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
And what that does for me is like it's very risky to do something like that, right? The reason I'm taking that risk and I'm okay with taking that risk is because I believe in that company and I believe in what they're going to do because they're looking to do lithium mining and lithium manufacturing in the United States. Because right now you're getting, I think it's like anywhere from 60 to 75% of all lithium mining and all that stuff is done in China.
Oh, 100%.
Like the refining of it?
Yeah, you got so many mountains out there in China.
Yeah, bro, they have so much shit on China, though. They have so, you know, they have 200 undiscovered pyramids in China.
Not surprising at all.
And they're unexcavated. Like, the government will not let people, like, or historians or anybody go excavate those pyramids because they don't want to talk about, they don't want to be, you know what I mean?
What's back
there. Yeah, exactly. And there's so much history and so much shit over there, man.
I want to go to Antarctica.
Me too.
I really know there's some shit there.
Yo, that's a fucking dope ass fade. I really like that fade.
Like, I think about Transformers and like how that big ass cube was there.
Yeah.
What if the cube is just there at the bottom of like fucking Antarctica, bro?
Probably.
Yeah, man.
Probably. I mean, they talk about these the UFOs that be coming in and out of the water.
Yeah, man.
Like, they have basically identified that there's UFOs that can go, they can fly in the air and then go into water. And we don't have that type of technology. And the way that they make sharp turns and these turns that they make are very fuel inefficient, right? What I mean by that is it would require a lot of fuel to do the turns that they're doing, but they're doing these turns without a regard of fuel. So what some scientists believe that they're doing is that they're bending space and time and basically creating wormholes, because Dr. Commander Fravor, who was a Navy pilot, he was like in the Navy or something. I don't know if it was a pilot or whatever, but he has this crazy story about it, right? Basically, what he was talking about, they were 50,000 feet in the air, and then within less than a second, it was a foot above water, the ship, the thing was. It went from being 50,000 feet in the air to less than a foot up in the air. And now, 50,000 feet, that's a lot, so I don't know how high that is, but whatever the thing is. Or maybe 15 or 50, one of the two. But yeah, it's crazy, because who or what has that type of technology?
Mm. There's a lot of underwater pyramids too.
Like, yeah, a lot of them. Well, they have a lot of underwater cities.
Crazy.
And it makes you think, though, like, how much history do we not know?
I wish you watched Attack on Titan. I feel like we're the... any of my Attack on Titan people, I feel like we're the... I feel like we're the it's anime. I feel like we're the Marlians, maybe. I think that's what their name is, something like that. I feel like we're them, and we're just like trapped in these walls and there's island and shit, because what the fuck is this shit? I don't fucking know. There's just like maybe like Antarctica, there's just like a bunch of like frozen ass Decepticons, and there's like some that are in like a sexual position. One's like bent over and the other one's like pulling anal beads out of the other one's ass. And they both just froze like that. And there's just like these beads in the air.
That's so funny.
And then when the humans walk up, they're like, whoa, these big statues. But they're actually just these two big ass motherfuckers that were frozen in a sexual position. Damn. What freezes something that big so fast, though?
Well, there was a time where, like 12,800 years ago, this is something that Graham Hancock and Randall Carlson talk about. Talk about the Younger Dryas impact theory. And basically what the Younger Dryas impact theory is, where an asteroid apparently hit somewhere in North America or something, and it wiped off all the megafauna, meaning all the, like, it was like 90% of all mammals in North America got wiped off. They went extinct within seconds. And they don't know what did it. That shit's so fucking crazy to think about, that there's... Like, there's been a couple of times in human history where the human population has come down to like 7,000 people. Like when the Tunguska volcanic eruption happened a couple of thousand years ago, I think it was like, I don't know how many thousands of years ago, but Tunguska blew up and like it brought down the world population down to like 7,000 people, and they repopulated everybody. So like humans
are basic, not predictable.
Just, not basic.
And then when they get more power, they just do more basic bitch shit, and they fuck themselves up because they think they know it all. And then we have to start from scratch all fucking over again because man can't fucking put their balls to side and think, hey,
well, a lot of
on
time,
a larger scale, let's be smart about this because I gotta take this country's feeling into consideration. And then that country's like, nah, fuck that, dude. And then they just like fucking get into it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, and then religion.
What it is a lot of times it's been just like external events like asteroids or volcanoes that have
that we know of.
Yeah, of course.
Remember.
Or like nuclear explosions type shit. We don't know what's been going on.
We really don't, man. I mean, the only people that really know is probably the Vatican, to be honest. Them motherfuckers.
Even them, I don't think
they got the archives underneath the Vatican.
Yeah, the catacombs.
The catacombs are just like old scripts, Islamic scripts, Hebrew scripts, Crusader stuff, artwork, old artwork. It's insane the amount of stuff that they just have. And
no one's really like allowed to, you know, there's like a select probably like 30 people that are allowed in there, and that's really it. It's creepy. I want to go. I want to go. Hell yeah. Break in.
Okay.
National treasure shit. Like,
so just like how we talked about last episode with the 1,000 kids to Epstein Island versus saving one person. Now, if the Vatican came to you was like, Javier, we have a proposal.
Oh shit.
We want you to touch these kids.
Okay.
He wants you to break these kids in. And then we'll give you full access to the Vatican floors. All of them. Unrestricted information.
And if I choose not to, what do I get, like, full custody of the kids?
No. No, they'll still rape the kids. But they'll make you watch it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say no, and I'm going to bust the kids out, and then
you're
going
to bust them out?
Yeah, and
then he's going to bust their assholes open.
I'm going to bust them kids out of jail, out of the Catholic jail.
No, but you're tied up, too.
And then, nah, I'm going to get out. I'm going to get out. I'm Mexican. I always get out.
No. And then we're going to tied up like Jesus, bro.
Oh, bro. What? So Jesus was a brown boy. I can escape from that. Okay, no, same scenario. Okay, so break out of there, get the kids out, and then we're going to go sneak in those catacombs. We're going to steal them shits, and then I'm going to sell some shit off. Sell some of that shit, the artwork and stuff. And I'm going to give those kids the money. And be like, y'all can, like, dip. Or y'all can hang out with me. I don't know. But I'm about to go, like, find Atlantis. Y'all can come with me or not. You know what I mean? Or I can create y'all some new identities. And y'all can go live a new life in, like, America. Or, like, probably Switzerland. Somewhere nice. Away from all the bullshit.
No, but you're tied up, too, though.
I'm going to get out.
Okay. Let me change this up.
I'm like,
what if they came to you?
I'm going to, like, regurgitate, like, a hair clip.
What if they came to you? What the fuck?
He went. Fucking just like.
Alright, what if they're like, alright, Javier, you don't have to rape any kids, but we get to bust you in the ass. And there's like 30 of them, old, wrinkly pastors. But they're like, we'll give you access to all the information that you want. Well, everything that you want will be at your disposal, but we get to bust you in the ass. Mm. 30 old men. They all take Viagras too.
Damn, man.
So they bricked up.
Damn, I'm going to say hell no, and I'm going to bust out again. But this time the kids will be like, no, we got you. And they're going to come in like little ropes and stuff and just like.
And then tie your ass up.
Yep. Kids are going to bust me out.
They're going to bust you out?
They're going to bust me out. Them kids are going to be like, you saved us. We're going to save you, Dad. And I'm like, they called me Dad.
But you don't want
to. I'm a father to 1,000 kids now. Damn, shit just happens overnight. What the fuck? Hey. All good. I saved them. They saved me now from the Catholic priests. They're all just there, like, man, what the fuck? This is a fucked up week, and we lost 1,000 kids and another brown guy. What the fuck? We suck at this shit. Hold on. Where's the catacombs at? The catacomb keep fucking. What do you mean someone broke into the catacombs and stole everything? You can't do that. 1,000 people went in there. Kids, our kids, bruh.
Imagine. Awesome Indiana Jones shit.
they're gonna send like SWAT teams of just of like they have like a sleepover with like the cross on it. They come in, they're like, where are you at? And they're sitting there with like ropes of anal beads. They're like, where are you at?
Ropes of anal beads.
Yeah, man. Oh my God. Sorry, rosaries. I'm sorry. Rosaries. No. And they're like, they're gonna fucking whip that shit in my ass. I got you, boy.
Oh my God.
No. And it's just stuck in like a person's ass. That's how they do it. That's a Catholic SWAT team. Is they don't have guns. They just have like whips of like rosaries that they just throw in your ass. And that's why the cross is on there. Like, it locks in you like a fish.
Oh my God!
And they're just like, yeah, and they're just like, got him. Oh, they got him good. That's right. Come on there, boy. Got to ride in that ass now. Come on.
Oh
my
God.
Slowly gonna get that in there. Anyways, so yeah, that's how
went off rails.
That's how I escaped from the Vatican twice and save 1,000 kids that are now my children and millionaires now because we stole the catacombs and archives.
Do you want to add anything before we leave?
Stop showing up to your fucking haircut with gel in your hair. Who the fuck does that? And stop bringing your friends unless they're not getting a haircut. You know, unless they're getting a haircut, bring them. But if they're not, bring your bros. And, like, stop smiling at them so sus-like. Unless, like, you're into that. That's cool, you know. It's 2022. About to be 2023. All good. But stop being weird and try to be cool. But you can't be tough about it either. You can't smile at your bro, turn pink, and then try and be tough. That just doesn't work, bro.
Don't stop. You can't just be like, no, I'm tough. What you mean? It just doesn't work. Nah. Do you got anything you got to say before we leave?
Nah. I just need to get my gooch massaged. All right, y'all. Hey, if you made it this far into the episode, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Appreciate y'all, man. I'm Ruffy. This is Javi, and we out of here. Peace.